This is the second Sunday of 2016. 9 days have already gone. 2015 is now passed into history. There are many things that we could say about it. For some, it has been a happy year of welcoming a baby into the family. For some, it has been a sad year when there has been a death in the family. It's also been a sad year when there have been so many sad and tragic deaths on the roads and murders on our streets and Syrian refugees lost in the Mediterranean Sea. Sometimes we forget the good news that we had last year. If I was to tell you the name of Katie Cutler, would you remember who she was? You heard about her. She heard about this disabled pensioner, Alan Barnes, who was mugged viciously on the doorstep. She set up an online donation page to raise £500 to help him. And 1 week later, she handed over a check for £300,000. The money allowed him to move away from the home that held those bad memories. Another good thing that was that the Ebola epidemic in West Africa was brought under control, largely defeated, and the many hero nurses who attended to the sick. In April, there was a major earthquake in Nepal that we seem to have forgotten all about, when so many people lost their lives and others were left homeless. In May, we had the judge ruling against the Asher's Bakery on the gay cake row. Also, the Conservative Party gained the overall majority in the May elections, and there's no longer a need for a coalition. Also in May, the Republic of Ireland made history by being the first in history to vote in a referendum for same-sex marriage, with 60% of people voting in favour. In October, the Russian aircraft was brought down in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. In November, we also had the terrorist attack in Paris when 130 people were killed in a coordinated onslaught. Then again, during the year, so many refugees lost their lives in the civil war in Syria, and we also had the first group coming here to Northern Ireland to settle. Who will forget last year when there were so many floods, even now into this year as well, of course, in North England and York and Carlisle. Yes, we could go on and on of the good changes and the bad changes, of the encouragements and the discouragements, of the happy things to remember, of the sad things to forget. And no matter how we look at 2015, we cannot turn the clock back. We cannot undo what has already been done. We can only use the experiences of 2015 to help us as we go into 2016. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind, I press onward towards the mark for the prize." So it is good to review the past when it is yet time for us to repair it. There's nothing lost by taking stock, and there's everything to be gained. As it says in the book of Haggai, "Give careful thought to your ways." Therefore, now is an ideal time to consider our personal relationship with God. What comes to your mind whenever you think, recall 2015 about your relationship with God? So many people use the right expressions, they say the right things, but they do not have a saving relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we enter 2016, it is time to consider our personal relationship with Christ. For no one knows what will happen during this year before it comes to a close. Let us not forget, we do not enter this year alone. Why? Because God cares for your soul. That's by the passage that we read there in Psalm 142, the King James would say, "No one cares for my soul." But then it goes on to say, "O Lord, you are my refuge." go back to the Garden of Eden and there your first parents falling into sin. And in their fall, they caused the virus of sin to enter everyone who is born into this world. Now God is a just God. And when his law is broken, his justice says that punishment must follow. What then is the punishment of God's broken law? It is to be cast into everlasting punishment. So God looked down on lost men and women and saw them go into a lost eternity. This moved his heart and caused him to do something about it. Then he looked for someone to bear all the sins of mankind. That one must himself be without sin. Is there someone on earth who could make this requirement? No, for everyone had sinned. Is there someone in heaven who can meet these requirements? Can Abraham or Moses or Elijah stand the test? No, for every one of them had sinned in some way. And so then God turned to his only son. He was the only one who could stand the test, the only one without sin. So God sent his only son to earth to redeem mankind. So God saw his only son die. He saw the wounds, the blood, the suffering, the physical and the spiritual suffering. He heard the agonizing cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yes, the Heavenly Father saw it all. And all the time he was saying to men and women, I love you. I'm doing all this for you. See what I am prepared to do to save you from a lost eternity. Friends, God cares for your soul. The psalmist said in Psalm 94, verse 14, when anxiety was great within me, you brought joy to my soul. But then secondly, Christ cares for our soul. Jesus Christ had the highest place in heaven. The angels and the archangels worshipped him. Then whenever he heard the call of the Father and the cry of lost men and women on earth, he turned away from all the glory of heaven and he came down to earth. Christmas has just passed. A couple of Sundays ago, we're remembering that lowly birth. We remembered Jesus was born of Mary and laid in a manger. God's Son, the one who created the heavens and the earth, was now reduced to a tiny baby. He must go through all the temptations and troubles that mankind faces. And as he lived on this earth, he was humiliated in every possible way known to man. And then one dark night, they arrested him and they took him to Pilate's court. They pressed a crown of thorns upon his brow. They spat in his face and they slapped him. And when the morning came, they laid a rugged cross on his back and led him to Golgotha. And when they reached the hill of Golgotha, they threw his body on that cross and they nailed him to it. And then for 6 long hours of agonizing pain, he bled his life away for you and for me. Here Jesus showed that he cared for your soul. And as he lived on this earth and as he cared for it, we could only see once again what Jesus Christ was willing to do. Coming from heaven, the glories above, and coming and dying on that cross. But on that cross, he said, it is finished, for he finished that which he came to do. Yes, Jesus Christ cares for your soul. But then thirdly, we can say as we enter 2016, the Holy Spirit cares for your soul. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is a person. He is a third person of the Godhead. Few Christians have gone deep enough in their spiritual lives to know much about him. They know about God the Father and they know about God the Son, but little do they know about God the Holy Spirit. Yet all the way through the Bible, he is co-equal with the Father and the Son. To put it simply, God, the Holy Spirit, is the God who works and who operates in human hearts today. And before Jesus returned to heaven, he said, I am going to send the Holy Spirit. He will convict man of sin and righteousness and judgment to come. And this is the work he is now involved in. This is the work he's now involved in with human hearts. He comes to us and he says, you are not right with God. You have sinned, and someday you must face judgment and give account for the deeds that is done in the flesh. He says, you need a Savior. Look here, he is dying on the cross. Turn from your sin and put your faith in him, and you will be saved. On one occasion, a minister of a church was talking to a man about Christ and about his need of salvation. This man attended church regularly, just like many of you do, but he kept putting it off. He kept ignoring the fact that he needed a Savior. And then one day the minister saw him in the church and he went down to speak to him. And again he refused. But on his process of talking to him, he was speaking over another man. And although that man refused, the one that he's speaking over, the one that he said nothing to, said, I will put Christ as my Savior. So here we see that there were two men. The Holy Spirit spoke to one of them. One responded, and the other didn't. The man or woman, eternal destiny is determined by his or her response to the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. Many times the Spirit of God has been striving with you. Will 2016 be the year that he will stop striving with you? When the Holy Spirit comes to convict man and woman and point them to Christ, he is simply saying, I care for your soul. I am begging you to come to the Savior. I am offering you salvation. I do not want you to go to a lost eternity. This is my role as the Holy Spirit, telling you these things, convicting you of sin and of your need of a Savior. The Holy Spirit cares for your soul. But we could go further and say that as we enter 2016, the church cares for your soul. Why are there so many church buildings all over the land? Why do we employ ministers and pastors and Irish mission workers and missionaries? Why do we have various organizations in the church? Why do we give our tithes and offerings? Why do we have prayer meetings? Why do we have special services? Why do we build a brand new church? For one reason only. Because we care for your soul. Our greatest joy comes whenever we see someone coming to Christ for salvation. Our highest duty is to let men and women and boys and girls know that we care for their soul. Some time ago, I read about a man who made 3 trips around the world. He talked to thousands of people in every walk of life. Only 2 of them ever said anything to him about his soul. Another man was on a railway conductor for 15 years. He was asked all kinds of questions about schedules and connections, about the weather, about his family, and 1,000 other things. And finally, after 15 years, a man asked him if he were a Christian. Every Christian ought to care for souls. In the last book of the Bible, we read, the Spirit and the Bride says, come. The Bride refers to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the challenge to every Christian is, do you care for the souls of those who know not Christ? But let me assure you, those of you who are not Christians, we are praying for you. Many of you are prayed by name. We're praying for you in midweek. We're praying for you in our homes. We're praying for you in the prayer cells. We're praying for you because we care for your souls. Sometimes we may fail to take up every opportunity, but we do care for your soul. We want you to be saved. Will 2016 be the year that you will come to Jesus Christ and that we all can rejoice in your salvation? But then again, we could say that the people in heaven care for your soul. Jesus tells us that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who is saved than over 99 who do not need repentance. And why do those in heaven rejoice? Because they know how wonderful heaven is and they want you to come up and enjoy it. Some people think that the saints in heaven know everything that goes on down here on earth. We're not sure about that. Somehow I think if they did, it wouldn't be a very pleasant place. And so I doubt very much if they know everything that's going on. But many do believe that in a time whenever the souls are saved, they know and rejoice over it in heaven. As one writer put it this way, he said, "I can imagine some mother dying and leaving a little boy down here on earth. Then one day after the boy grows up, he goes to church and is saved. The angel that has been watching over that boy flies to his mother's mansion and says, 'Your boy has been saved. Now he is a child of God.' Then I can hear that mother shouting all over God's heaven and saying to everyone up there, 'Rejoice with me, my boy has been saved, and someday he'll be with Jesus and me.'" Nobody can fully describe heaven. That picture may be an accurate one. No tongue can tell of all the glories. No mind can even imagine how wonderful it will be. But our friends loved us know. They know how many good things God has laid up for those who love him. They know how sweet it is to be with Jesus. They want to be to share it with all. Therefore, we can say that those in heaven care for your soul. As a mother, a father, a grandparent, a Sunday school teacher in heaven waiting for you. I dreamt, I searched heaven for you. Are they waiting for that angel to come and say that that son, that daughter, that child is now in the Savior? But we can say something more. Something that may surprise you. Those in hell care for your soul. This is a solemn thought, but it's in the Bible. Jesus said that a rich man died and went to hell. The man cried out and said that he was tormented in the flames of that awful place. Then he looked up and he saw Lazarus and Abraham in heaven. He said to Abraham, "Send Lazarus down and let him dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this place." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received the good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in agony." Then the rich man said, "Then I beg you, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Tell them to warn them so that they will not come to this place of torments." So you can see that those in hell know how awful the place is. They care for your soul. They don't want you to live without Christ, die without Christ, and spend eternity without Christ. 2015 has passed. God has been merciful to you. God has helped you through each day, each week, each month. God has helped some of you through many different illnesses and problems. We have entered 2016, but no one knows if we'll reach the 31st of December. The psalmist says, "The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God." Listen to the word of God concerning those who reject him. "When I called, they did not listen, so that when they called, I would not listen, said the Lord Almighty." Another year has passed, and you're still rejecting Christ. in spite of the fact God cares for your soul. Jesus Christ cares for your soul. The Holy Spirit cares for your soul. The church cares for your soul. Those in heaven care. Those in hell care. Do you care? Do you care? Is it well with your soul? Are you prepared to meet God? If not, you'll never find a better time or a better place than right now, on the second Sunday of January 2016. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. As I said earlier, could this be the year that you'll receive Christ? Or could this be the year that the Spirit will stop striving with you? One Sunday morning, a young blind man sang a beautiful solo entitled, "I'm Praying for You." The congregation was moved to tears as he sang. And the story behind the young man's blindness was this. Whenever he was 10 years of age, his father, who was not a Christian, took him hunting on Sunday. And there was no saying that there was no harm in going hunting on the Lord's Day. At one place, his father told the boy to wait for him while he circled the field. Seeing what he thought was a squirrel, he fired his shotgun. He then heard the agonizing cry from the young boy. What he thought was a squirrel's tail was the young boy's hair waving in the wind. And the father had accidentally shot his own son. He gathered the boy up and rushed him to hospital. The boy's life was saved, but he lost his eyesight. The weeping father said, "This would not have happened if I hadn't been hunting on Sunday." Later, that boy was saved, and soon he won his father to and his mother to Christ. And sometime later, the minister counted 41 converts, all of whom were won to Christ because of the influence of that boy. Later, that young boy, when he became a man, he said, "It took my blindness to bring these to Christ. I am glad to go blind through life." That boy gave his eyes, but there's one who gave more than that to save you and me. Jesus gave his all on Calvary that we might have eternal life. It's a very solemn thing to think how 2015 has passed so quickly. The greatest and wisest decisions anyone can make in 2016. The most far-reaching decision will change the life and change the home and indeed change the world in 2016 is for men and women and young people to seek Christ. Have you Christ with you today? Will you step forward into 2016, into the unknown, with the assurance that your sins are forgiven? As I said to the boys and girls as we go into 2016, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me." God loves you so much that he gave his only Son. Jesus Christ loves you so much that he went to Calvary. The Holy Spirit loves you so much and cares for your soul that he calls you to the Savior. The church cares for your soul and gives you every opportunity to get things right with God. The people in heaven care. The people in hell care. What do you care? Do you care enough to get things right with God before 2016 goes one day older? What have you done in preparation for death? Now is your opportunity to do something. Christ is offering you salvation. He's offering you eternal life. Will you take him? Will you take him as your Savior and know the joy of entering 2016 with him. Let us pray. And let us just in a few moments of silence think again of our own relationship with Christ as we enter this year. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you for the way that you care for us. You sent your only Son into this world to be our Savior. You sent the Holy Spirit to challenge us and to draw us to that Savior. And so we pray that today that many will seek the Savior. Many belonging to this congregation, many who attend church and many who don't attend church, belonging to this congregation, that they may seek the Savior. Remember those who attend the youth organizations, the Boys' Brigade and the Girls' Brigade and the Sunday School and the youth clubs and the youth, and all. We pray that each and every one will be challenged this day, challenged this year, to seek the Savior. And that each and every one will know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God. For we ask it in his name. Amen.